Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about your right to record. You are in a public place, also your own private place as well. You have a right, as I understand it. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but it's something I've looked into.
Wait a second. You're not a lawyer? Doesn't matter. You should know the law, Ian.
Well, I don't know what all the laws are.
Oh, really? Possibly... That's what the government's supposed to... That's what the government tells us.
You can't possibly read all this.
No, but that you're supposed to know.
Yeah, it's a load of crap.
Oh, so it's like a boondoggle to try to follow all the laws?
It's impossible. Anyone who thinks about it, anyone who thinks about it for like 2 seconds should be able to figure out, first of all, number one, most people have never read Jack Diddley as far as laws are concerned.
Right.
Number two, if you tried, you would quickly learn that it is an impossibility. So the whole idea that ignorance of the law is no excuse is a ridiculous claim. It's what they say is that phrase originally came about because the original law was natural law.
Right.
Ignorance of that law, there's no excuse for
it. Right.
You know you should not hit somebody else. You know you should not harm another person. You know you shouldn't steal from them. That's all you need to know.
But ironically, today, it wasn't me that was ignorant of the law. It was everybody else. It was the sheriffs. Mm-hmm. It was the court officers. It was except for the judge.
Yeah, with your situation.
She respected it. I wouldn't know if she knew it or not. Maybe I refreshed her on it. I don't know.
Check out Breaking the Flaw. The latest videos there from this morning were pretty ridiculous. We played a couple of them last hour. And of course, you can grab the show later on.
I'll have more shorts out soon.
Check out Breaking the Flaw on Odyssey and YouTube. But here's the story I wanted to get into with you, Joa, since we both have plenty of experience. Recording video and or live streaming at a traffic stop. The gentleman in North Carolina, Dejon Sharp, who happens to be black, by the way, whether that's important or not to the story, the officers pulled over his friend who was driving, so Sharp grabbed his cell phone and started streaming on Facebook Live, and then one of the cops said, "We're not going to have Facebook Live because that lets everybody on Facebook know we're out here. In the future, if you want a Facebook Live, your phone's going to be taken from you, and if you don't want to give up your phone, you'll go to jail." Sharp expressed skepticism as he continued to record. "Is that a law?" he asked. "That's not a law," he said. "Whether it's legal is now before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit."
Well, that's kind of scary. It has to go to appeals about recording.
The case is important, said Sharp's attorney. It's going to affect thousands of people. He said in an oral argument last month, the case, he says, has important consequences for every police-citizen interaction in this circuit. No circuit court has yet ruled on whether passengers in traffic stops can be blocked from recording police or on whether live streaming is different from merely recording, and the Fourth Circuit has not ruled on the right to record at all. So, I mean, I find this to be shocking that anyone considers this to be some sort of a controversial issue or that it needs to still be decided upon and that the Fourth Circuit has never even heard a case about recording a police officer.
Maybe not. But, the thing is, it's like common sense. But, let's go. Let's take this all the way. Let's make some hard law on the books about this so the police can be put in their place about it.
The story here says it's not a clean case in terms of precedent, and that's what makes it complex, said Clay Calvert, a law and communications professor at the University of Florida. "New technologies kind of push the boundaries of things. This is how law evolves," he said. Sharp is now 27, said he preferred live streaming because it was clear to viewers the footage wasn't edited or out of date.
Exactly. I love live streaming exactly for that reason. However, it's not always the best quality.
No.
So it's always good to have a backup.
He says, this isn't pre-recorded. This didn't happen last year. It's happening right now. I'm not just making this up, he said. Live streaming on Facebook also creates an immediate record that prevents police from seizing a phone and deleting footage before it's released, he noted. Quote, it's just more secure for the community or the individual, unquote. At the time of the stop, Sharp's cousin was still in prison for a murder committed over two decades earlier, despite a key witness recanting her testimony almost immediately after trial. Dante Sharp, the cousin, was released in 2019 after 24 years in prison and formally pardoned in 2021 for his wrongful conviction. Since getting involved in efforts to free Dante, DeJean says his encounters with police grew increasingly hostile, culminating in him being tasered and beaten by police officers in 2017. Now, just to clarify, the instance with the cell phone was in October of 2018.
Figures, yeah.
With no video to support his version of the events, he says in court he was forced to apologize to the police. He said, I made it my business to always record traffic stops, especially when I'm involved, he said. He also thought the Winterville stop was suspect. The driver was accused of running a stop sign, which Sharp said in the video wasn't true. Sharp said he viewed the argument that his live stream would endanger the officers by drawing more people to the area as ridiculous. He said, quote, everyone in the world knows there are cops out in the world. I just knew he was fishing for a reason.
That's all they do. Most of the time, that's what they're doing. If you have an account with a police officer and you know that you're a good person, they're likely just fishing on you. But go ahead.
A district court judge in North Carolina found the safety concern was compelling enough to protect the town and its police officers from the lawsuit. So apparently, Sharp sued after this particular incident. Now, it doesn't say whether he got arrested. It sounds like he didn't in this case. So they just snatched his phone from him, stopped him from recording, yeah, and then proceeded on with whatever harassment they were doing against the driver. He said, quote, contemporaneous messaging applications, this is from the judge, allow the individual recording and those watching to know the location of the interaction and to comment on and discuss in real time the interaction, the judge wrote, which is, he says, distinct from recording, but not live streaming. Seven federal appellate courts have affirmed there's a First Amendment right to film the police, but all said there can be so-called reasonable restrictions on that right, and the U.S. Supreme Court has not clarified what counts as reasonable.
I don't know how the live stream would be unreasonable. I can't fathom how it's unreasonable.
Well, the argument is that someone could come down there.
Oh, so they're afraid of, it's for officer safety.
Officer safety.
You can't live stream because of officer safety.
Right.
God, come on.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But,
how about, hey, you know what, for officer safety, don't pull people over because you are endangering yourself on the side of the road.
Somebody could just clip you.
That is actually, yeah, that's the number one way police officers die.
That's a fact.
By roadside pullovers and getting hit by another car. That's and they want to talk about officer safety. Bring that up next time they pull you over on the road.
So it's going to be interesting to see where this one goes. It's definitely maybe this is a new argument. I don't know if I've heard this one before. Again, they're saying this is going to be the first time that live streaming in would have been in question as far as recording the police going up to a appellate court level.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to watch this one. We like it when people find out where the police are pulling people over. That's something,
sure,
that is absolutely the intention. I mean, this guy is denying it, but it's absolutely the intention to let people know what's happening so if they are available, they can respond. Because here in New Hampshire, that's happened on many occasions.
Yeah.
I have put down whatever I've been doing before when I get the word that somebody is, you know, needing assistance.
And this is also why I like the app Cell 411, is because you can notify everyone where you are.
I don't know whether it's in a workable status.
It's okay.
Right now,
I believe in its progress
someday,
of sorts.
Someday it will come back.
Let's go. Yeah.
To usable status. I've heard there's some bugs right now, so I don't know. Your mileage may vary. If you download Cell 411, I cannot say for sure what how it will go. But if you want to help Cell 411, please, this,
yeah,
app, Nobody is our friend. He is the head programmer now for this app.
Yep.
We took over. It was dying, basically.
Yeah.
The app was on its deathbed. And we basically, like, you know, put the, what do you call those paddles that you rub together and, right. You know, you put on somebody's chest, they're having a heart attack or whatever. We did that with cell 411. Yeah. It's a bit of a mess.
I just know that he was working hard on it right before the raid, and then...
Yeah, and they screwed that up for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, they really tried to ruin that that effort. But check out getcell411.com. There are links there to the cell 411 chat rooms on Telegram and Matrix. And if you have programming ability, or even if you're not a programmer and you just want to be a tester, you want to test the new, testing versions of cell 411, he needs help with that stuff. So please go to getcell411.com. Click the menu at the top right, and you'll find the links to the chat rooms there. You can get in touch with Nobody and some of the other people there. But there's more coming up on this particular case, and the question...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
can join the show here. Talk about live streaming the police. Turns out they don't like that either. They just don't like any kind of accountability. They begrudgingly have had to give way due to various different lawsuits over the years. Of course, the Glick decision is one of the most noteworthy ones. But did Glick go to the Supreme Court, or was that just an appeals decision?
Do you know? I like to think it was a Supreme Court decision.
I feel like it was, but I don't know. We'll have to check on that one. But it came from the Boston courts, and yes. Carla Garrick, also the Free State Project president for some time, she had a pretty important case in the First yes. Circuit as well on recording the police. So recording the police in general is a pretty, you know, affirmed thing that is pretty hard to go against for the cops. So now they're new target is people that they believe, because they couldn't really know, right, unless they did what, you know, they tried to do in this case and snatch somebody's phone from their hand and actually look at the app and see what's happening there. If you're just holding up a cell phone, it doesn't necessarily mean you are live streaming.
No.
Because you can record video straight to the SD card or whatever, right, the right. internal memory on the cell phone. So just because somebody's got a phone in their hand doesn't mean you get to jump to the conclusion that, oh, it's a phone, it must be a live stream. They don't know.
Yeah, that was a wicked assumption.
So, well, I don't know. And it looked, we thought they grabbed the whole phone from him, but we just watched a clip
kind
of this.
Tried to grab it, and right. it like came out of his hand for a second.
And he seemed to get it back pretty yeah. quickly. Yeah. So, like, how the cop would have known in that instant? I think they went later. They found his, you know, they knew who it was, right?
And weren't they mentioning it, though, there on the scene? They were mentioning
yeah,
it there
that's
on
true.
The scene.
He did say yeah. Facebook Live. Yeah. So how that, maybe they just saw it that fast or whatever.
Well, it's funny because Presenage now... A friend of mine, he's also a cop watcher. He went to DHHS, the Department of
Health
and Human Services, where people get their welfare or, you know, SNAP cards, whatever, mm-hmm. In Manchester, and they trespassed them.
Mm.
And so he called me right away. I was like, Joe, you want to go film this place? You might get arrested. I'm like, yeah, let's go. I'll get arrested. And this was like last week. And so I went there and... did my thing. They called the cops and never showed up. Long story short, he pulled the records. And they
Which
said...
Which records?
Of the phone calls.
To the police.
The phone calls that they made to the police yeah. about both of us.
Okay.
And it was interesting what they said about me, because they said, oh, he's Facebook streaming. They said I was Facebook streaming. And I was.
And
I was
you
YouTube
weren't.
Streaming.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just funny, like, yeah, I know. I don't like doing things Facebook. I just yeah, started Facebook's my Facebook terrible. Account up again.
I mean, YouTube's bad. Facebook's probably worse.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, when I had, like, 5,000 friends on Facebook, I might have got, like, 30 people watching.
Maybe Dijon, in this case, actually mentioned that he was streaming to Facebook.
Maybe
I don't know.
So.
We didn't watch.
Know.
We didn't get to see the whole video. We were trying to find it.
Yeah.
We were only able to find, like, a Young Turks
right.
interview of them that kind of played a clip.
I can find his Facebook page, so I can find it.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find it. But a little bit more about this story here. So it's going to court. The government's arguing, essentially, that, oh, well, live streaming is different from recording. Yeah, you can record. That's fine. But if you're live streaming, then somebody might see it and come over there. Well, what's the difference between somebody seeing the blue lights flashing and coming over? Like,
right.
that's happened before. I've seen police pulling people over. We've done this in downtown Keene more times than I can count, where we've seen somebody getting pulled over, like we'd be hanging out in Central Square or something like that when we did the nightcaps in 2020 and 2021, and somebody get pulled over, and we're just, okay, let's go over there. And we, you know, record video of what's going on, and that's just a thing that we do. So
yeah.
any police activity could attract looky-loos. It could attract people who know their rights, that want to go and help somebody, that want to go and communicate that person's rights to them. I have done this to the extent where I got pulled. You'll love this one. I don't know if you saw this one back in the day, but probably several years ago, I was in the college area in Keene
okay.
and doing, you know, just the usual kind of cop watch, cop block stuff that was going on or whatever. Some guy gets pulled over, and one of the things I like to do is I've got a cop block Know Your Rights card. I've got those cards with me. That's usually why I'm in the college area, is I'm handing out like
sure.
hundreds of these things
yeah,
to the partiers on like a Friday or a Saturday night or whatever. And so this dude in the truck gets pulled over, and usually what I'll do is I always ask, because I've had too many circumstances in the past. This, it happened back before Cop Block even existed. Before Cop Block, it was Cop Watch that was kind of the thing to do. And people get mad sometimes. People get upset because I was recording them. And look, hey, I don't want to piss somebody off that's already getting screwed over by the police, right? Like, I don't want them to turn their anger right. against me. We've had drunk people, like, try to start fights sure. with us yeah, over I've and stuff. It's like, this ain't worth things, that ain't yeah. worth it to me.
Right.
So I always say to somebody, hey, is it okay if I record this? And if they're cool with it,
yeah.
I stay and I record it.
Exactly.
If they're like, no, don't record me, I'll turn around and walk away.
What are you recording, bro?
Like, yeah. yeah, if they, yeah, they don't want it, yeah. I'll walk away.
Yeah.
Look, I got other things to do. There's other people out there that do
yeah,
want
I can
this
save
service.
People who care about it.
Right, yeah. right. So anyway, I ask that question, and then I'll offer them, like, you know, some know your rights stuff. If I got it in my back pocket, I'm like, here, man, check this out. So, like, when the cop comes up to the window and gets the license, and sure. as soon as the cop walks away, I'm like, hey, man, you know, hand them the know your rights info so yeah. they can read it, you know, while the cop's in the other. Anyway, this guy's like, I don't remember how it happened, but he was willing for me to, like, get into the cab of his truck with him, and I actually sat in the cab of his
really?
Truck and recorded the police from inside
oh,
his
wow.
truck. It was crazy. I thought for sure the cops were going to, like, try to get me for interfering with an investigation, and they didn't say anything about it. It was wild.
You mentioned this little handout, and I want to mention this one thing. Is
yeah.
Delete Laws has this trifold. It's a six case laws mm-hmm. that are perfect for almost any scenario for when you get pulled over. And,
nice.
And the best place you can get is deletelaws.com, and you can get it for
That's
free.
Laws with a Z?
With a Z.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can get it for free, but and you can print it out yourself.
That's sweet.
And, yeah, it's pretty cool. I want to get a bunch of copies when I have some money and just start handing them out. They do cite a lot of California laws, but I think it still applies to over here. So, yeah, we need to get people informed of their rights, because people just give it up.
They
just, like,
do.
They start
don't
talking and they...
They don't know their rights.
Yeah.
They don't teach that in government schools.
Right.
Surprise. So back to this story here from MSN. The guy that got, he didn't get pulled over. He was in a passenger seat, but he was recording or video streaming, and they tried to grab his phone, and then he sued. And now this case is going up to the appellate court level because a lower court ruled in favor of the police.
Go figure.
Seven federal appellate courts have affirmed there is a First Amendment right to film the police, but all said there can be reasonable restrictions. So it's not clear yet what that means, as the Supreme Court hasn't ruled. The attorney, one of the attorneys in this case, Calvert, or an expert, said that ambiguity can be exploited by authorities. He said the reasonableness, what's a reasonable limitation, is a slippery concept.
Yeah.
The National Press Photographers Association wrote an amicus brief in support of the man, Sharp, saying that, quote, if anything, the immediacy offered by live streaming weighs in favor of its First Amendment protection because the technology offers a uniquely unfiltered view into events as they unfold and serves to protect the material from being deleted, modified, or otherwise suppressed. So I'm glad to see the National Press Photographers Association weighing in on this question. The number here is 603-283-6160. We've got more on this story here, including more of what this a-hole judge had to say about it in moments. You can also share
stacked against us, guys.
Your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. You gotta exercise.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday, the House of Representatives approved a labor agreement that would prevent the rail unions from striking.
In September, the unions and Congress came to a tentative agreement that provided workers with higher pay and 3 days of paid sick leave for doctor's appointments if they gave 30 days notice. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she understands the union workers' frustrations, but a strike could seriously damage the economy.
We know, just because it's the right thing to do, it's a value that we share, that we have to treat working people well with fair wages, good benefits, and safe working conditions.
A magnitude 3.8 earthquake hit Southern California Thursday morning. The quake was centered in Imperial County, about 94 miles east of San Diego. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Joa.
And you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. By the way, I want to say thanks to the folks over at Bullion Max. Got some amazing offers on some of the most stable assets in recorded history. You know what's not stable? The U.S. dollar.
Ooh.
And other centralized forms of government monies. What can you do, though? You can get yourself out of the dollar and get into gold and silver and start with their silver starter kit at employee pricing. All you have to do is go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It's 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, and they're throwing in a free gold back. We've talked,
heck yeah.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the gold back here on Free Talk Live. I actually just gave one out as a tip the other night. We went to a local restaurant, got some takeout on the way to come do the show. And I always ask, you know, I like to give a cash tip, decent cash tip to somebody. But I always ask, hey, do you like gold? And usually they say yes. After being confused.
Why not?
After being confused for a moment, because usually they don't get asked that question. And I show it to them, like, hey, yeah, this is real gold. I'm just going to add it to your tip. Well, apparently somebody we know, I think you used to know this guy. You used to live on a farm with him or whatever.
Yep.
A guy named Nick. He sent a message saying that he got a text message from the girls that work at this this place because he used to work there, and yeah. They were all excited talking about this gold bag that somebody had left them in the tip jar. Because I guess they knew about him through him or something. I don't know. Cool. They knew to send him a message. It was just funny. Like I didn't expect to have that bounce back to me, but it was like the same night I heard from somebody about it.
So cool.
It's cool that it gets conversation.
Actually, the young people seem to get more thrilled about it too.
Really?
Yeah, because they never see anything like it and. Mm. They know that it can't be taxed.
It's such a cool outreach tool, I think, to get people thinking about real money. Anyway, you get one for free with the Silver Starter Kit. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL and you get 5 ounces of silver as well at employee pricing. It's bullionmax.com/FTL. By the way, there's only one per household on that deal, so make sure you get that.
Hey, silver and gold are up. Silver's up, I think, 10% today.
You never know where it's going to stop.
Let's go.
All right, let's go back to the phones here to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about recording the police in an interesting story that is apparently going to an appeals court where the government is arguing that live streaming is somehow different from recording and therefore should be restricted because officer safety.
Yeah.
but first, let's talk to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, two questions that are in my mind right now for Joa. And let me, let me go to the previous, related incident to clarify something that's been on my list for ever since then. You went into a federal courthouse and they told you had to show ID and you disputed that and it turned out that you were correct. And I never did figure out whether that was a federal courthouse rule specific to that federal courthouse or that they were claiming anyway that turned out not to be true or if the fact that you don't have to supply ID to go into that federal courthouse applies to all federal courthouses.
That's a good question.
It is a good question, and I actually have seen a lot of auditors go into federal courthouses without showing ID and recording.
Recording?
Yes.
In federal courthouse?
Yes, but it's very rare to see it. It's almost like they were just doing a tour. They weren't like, it wasn't, yeah, and I've never seen anyone have to been forced to show ID to get into federal courthouse. This is, I think, unique to New Hampshire because I haven't seen anywhere else. You should not have to give up your Fourth Amendment right to exercise your First.
And I know I went into the federal courthouse in Albuquerque and they asked or told me to show ID. I didn't dispute it. I had bigger things to do at the moment. But they did request, demand, expect ID in the federal courthouse in Albuquerque. Well, let me interject, and this is related to that question that I asked you is related to the next one. And let me interject it that I did have the privilege of going to jail in Albuquerque for recording the cops here in Albuquerque. I've told you that several times. Don't waste your time on that. But I've had that experience. Back to the same question, two applications. Do you know at the federal courthouse ID question, is that a law, a federal law, or just a courthouse rule? And the same question applies to the video recording or recording in the courthouse on your recent case. Are they, when they claim that it's not, that you have to have permission, are they standing on a court rule or on a state statute?
Right. So when I go back to the federal court for a second, yes, they did approach me maybe two or three times ago when I went to federal court, and they said to me that the sheriff directly, the marshal, Joe, he came up to me and said, you know what, you're right, you don't have to show ID. Then, weirdly enough, I ran into him at a restaurant.
Okay. Really?
Right after, after the NHPR debate outside, that whole debacle with Hassan.
Right.
We went out to eat. And I ran into him there outside, and the Marshal Joe, he just starts talking to me about that business. Like, oh, you know what? Hey, I just want to let you know, next time you go, you do have to show ID. And I'm like, dude, I'm about to eat, lunch. What are you doing? Anyways, I ignored him, and I definitely absorbed what he said. And then I went to the court afterwards, later on, and they demanded ID. And one other person that was with me, too, was denied entry. But I heard that several people that went into the court did not have to show ID, mm-hmm. were not ID'd, including you, Ian.
Oh, no, I showed
ID. Oh, you did?
ID. Yeah,
oh.
I got a place to be, man. I don't have time to sit
okay.
around and wait.
I wasn't sure if it was you or
they,
two
they might waylay
said.
You for a half an hour waiting on a bureaucrat
right.
to come up.
Right, but they have let me in without ID.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah, they have more than once.
Yes, and but
now, they've never shown you the law.
No,
or no, they've never even shown you a court order. Right,
they are in violation of my records request to show me the law that says I have to ID, which I put a request in for that. They're in violation. I could sue them right now and probably win.
You should.
Who wants the fun of federal court case right now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no. But seriously, this is not okay. They you should not have to. The phrase goes is they shouldn't have to give up one right to gain another.
Absolutely.
Right?
So once again, let me ask you though: do you know if when they at the federal courthouse or in the other application at the state courthouse or kind of whatever your recent case is? Are they standing on citing a court rule?
It's a Supreme Court ruling, and I have it right in front of me.
Whoa, not the federal level. No.
I'm not talking about the federal level. I'm talking about the district court. The
district
Supreme court,
court actually, the history of it was a order signed by a judge in Keene originally in 2011, I think it was. And then it got spread to the entire court system, basically. They said, this is a good idea. And they put this order out, as you say, by the Supreme Court level. So there actually is a written document in the case of the New Hampshire courts, and they actually have it posted in many cases. But in the federal court, they haven't shown him anything.
It's strange. I actually don't have it on.
That's okay.
Maybe it's at home.
We don't need the details, okay. But we've seen it. We know that one exists.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, David?
Yeah. It still leaves some questions. I understand your position. We've gone to the end of what you're able to tell me now, but I would still be interested that it get pursued down to a final decisive answer as to is this a court rule that was made up at the discretion of the chief judge of whatever.
Yeah, that court. Needs to be determined in the federal court for sure. And right now, that has not yet been determined in any way, shape, or form at the federal level. State level, yes. There are names attached to this. We know when this was put into place. It was 2011. So thank you, David, for the call tonight. And it sounds like, you know, that may be something else to talk to John Meyer about.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to take on that case.
All right. So we got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. And, you know, maybe have an attorney come with you and also not show ID.
Absolutely.
That would be an interesting approach as well.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the program here in these remaining moments, maybe, if you get on the phones right now. Of course, as tends to happen, everyone calls in the last 20 minutes. So we do have some calls on the line here. It's Ian and Joa in the studio. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we do have our own social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. And thank you, by the way, to Brian Simmons, who's a Free Talk Live supporter on our AMPS program. You can join Brian, as he has done $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. Advertise, market, promote, and support is what that stands for. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live to help us spread the ideas of liberty. You can do that over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks like access to the AMPS only podcast, which has the full radio show without recorded commercials every single day. Over at amps.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our Patreon where you can get signed up. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Jessica is in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, so when or if New Hampshire secedes from the United States, is you going to have a government or is it going to be totally anarchistic?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of us would love to have no government at some point, but when New Hampshire secedes, there's likely still going to be a New Hampshire
government. The governor will be the president at that point.
Correct. As he once was, by the way. Yes. There was, I think it was 1784 or something when they updated the Constitution or somewhere in that time frame.
I hope we have a decent governor when we secede.
It really wouldn't matter, right? Because we don't need their permission to secede. Sorry, go ahead, Jessica.
Right now you have Sununu, and he's an ultra-right wing Republican, and he doesn't probably want to become president of the country of New Hampshire.
No, he wants to become president of the entire United States. And I would describe Sununu as more of a left-wing Republican. I mean, he's a panderer to all sides.
Why, because he likes kids?
I know that he is a power freak, and he likes to arrest peaceful people for protesting peacefully in front of his home.
That is very lefty.
Well, he was pandering to the lefties during the COVID lockdowns.
I understand, but arresting people just because you don't like what they say is very lefty.
I'm sure the righties would do that, too.
I know, but it's a different kind of way. I don't know. You're probably right.
Anyway, yeah, but I do agree with you that we would have a better, there would be a better governor likely by the time secession becomes possible, because by the time we have the political, I guess, gumption to actually declare peaceful independence, we're going to have more free staters in the state house. We're going to have free staters as senators. And that means there's a better chance we might have a free stater as a governor at that point. Or at least you'd have a governor that has that understands the free staters are a force to be reckoned with here and knows better than to cross them.
Right.
So I think that, yeah, that would be the case. Go ahead.
So, Ian, you're in your probably mid to late 40s now. Do you think this will happen within your lifetime?
You know, it's hard to know how politics and issues can go. We've seen dramatic shifts on specific issues in a period of 1 to 2 decades, just depending on, you know, which issue we're talking about. There was a good example that somebody brought up before, and I think it was drug war related, right? Like, there's been people who've changed their viewpoints dramatically on things like cannabis or for instance, psychedelic mushrooms. Now we're starting to see people shift on that issue as well. So it is possible to persuade people on this matter, and we also have the benefit of the federal government. No matter whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans that are in charge, we know they're going to get worse. We know they're going to get more tyrannical, and they're going to get more insane and more expensive and more ruling over people's lives. So they're going to help us with this, you know, and as time goes on, it's going to get easier to talk about independence.
I'm optimistic about it. I think, you know, let's just only throw a shot in the dark. I say 10 years. 10 years, we'll secede.
That is optimistic.
And I say that because, that's when the next, like, two more president elections in 10 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think we're going to start realizing.
Three, really?
Usually around three president elections.
You got one in 2024.
Okay.
And then
two more president elections is probably a better way to say it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, usually around elections, especially if you get a new incumbent, you get the incumbent and you run again,
mm-hmm.
is that's when, like, really the biggest scare tactics. It's like the second election in a president's in the term of that president.
Of course, Biden may not run again, apparently.
I hope not.
Yeah. They were talking about that on the show, I think, on Sunday night. Jessica, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate the questions. Let's continue here. Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
All right. I can halfway answer you guys' question on the search factor at the federal courthouses. I've dealt with out in Billings, Yellowstone County, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
I had to deal with them for, I don't know, a few months. But they got a public entrance and a private entrance. You know, mm-hmm. all the judges and cops and lawyers, they go in the back. But in the front entrance for the public, they got a big plastic plexiglass cop cage.
Yep.
And you got to give them your ID and take everything out of your pockets and put it on this conveyor belt.
Yeah, they even want your belt at this court. You got to take your belt off.
I wish they just play some music for me, like sexy music or something.
Well, no, and then you got to walk through the metal detector, too, just in case mm-hmm. you didn't leave your...
Yep.
But, so anyway, what I called in was before we had cell phones and the internet and whatnot to defend us, back when you actually could maybe get away with having a bogus piece of paper from the insurance company if you was real broke, you know what I mean?
Okay.
There were times when these things transpired. I never did this when I was riding dirty. If I had a couple of beers in me or a roach or two in the ashtray, I would not have challenged the cops in this manner. But when they walk up, the first thing they do at night is whack you in the eye with that big mag light.
You mean shine it in your eye or actually hit you with a mag light?
So that's actually illegal. It's illegal for them to.
Yeah.
It sets you back. It puts you in the same position as the deer in the headlights.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually illegal. That's called prior restraint. Mm-hmm. They can't flash it into your eyes unless they actually intend to pursue you or,
really?
Like, you know, to charge you or something. Yeah, it's called prior restraint.
What I used to do.
So we flash it back. We flash flashlights back at them.
Oh, wow.
If they don't have any reason or cause to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I used to carry a little mini mag.
Mm-hmm.
And when I knew they were coming up on me, I'd turn it on and I'd put it against the side of my leg. And I'd roll down the window and I'd keep my head looking forward so they couldn't whackificate me And when they tried to, I'd pick mine up and whackificate them.
That's hilarious.
Good for you.
You know, I'd always been concerned about that because I figured they'd play by two sets of rules and say, oh, well, if you shine light into their eyes, then you're assaulting a police officer and they'll arrest you for it. I'm surprised they don't do. They don't try that crap.
I wouldn't start it. I wouldn't do it first. Mm-hmm. I would definitely do it second.
Like I said, I never did this when I was rolling dirty. But yeah. The other thing I did.
You hear that, cop? See, he'll flash a flashlight if he's not,
Really dirty.
I'm just kidding.
The other subliminal message you want to do is you don't shut your vehicle off. And that tells him in the back of your mind, hey, buddy, I'm leaving.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Thank you for the tips tonight. The suggestions, Major Payne. Appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160. There's a little bit more here to this story about the guy that got the cops tried to snatch his phone while he was live streaming. Some more of the points that the judge, who, again, ruled in favor of the police at the lower court level. This is now going up to an appeals court level. It's out of North Carolina, the Fourth Circuit. At oral argument, the judges... the appeals court, apparently, so I guess they already heard the case, seemed less interested in the First Amendment implications than the Fourth Amendment, which guards against unreasonable searches and seizures. Quote, this is from one of the judges, I guess, at the appeals court, Paul Niemeyer, said this, it seemed to me that the issue we have in this case is what may the police do to persons that are subject to a traffic stop. What rights does an officer have to maintain control of the circumstances?
He doesn't have any rights. He has privilege to, you know... assess the situation anyways.
Judge Julius Richardson agreed, noting that passengers at a traffic stop could be asked to get out of the car or keep their hands visible. Well, if your hands are on your cell phone, then they're visible. Tut argued that was irrelevant because the officers, I guess it's the attorney, didn't suggest they needed to restrain Sharp or see his hands. They only wanted to stop him from live streaming.
Correct.
Quote, we think this falls well within the kinds of things that are off limits, he said. I'm not sure what that means. But the expert in policing and the Constitution at Howard University School of Law said the Supreme Court has given law enforcement great leeway when the First and Fourth Amendments intersect. She said, you would think combined they would create a super amendment. They have not. Instead, she said, police can then argue their actions were not about speech, but instead controlling a possible crime scene and potential criminals. Quote, officers basically get to subvert the First Amendment by couching it in Fourth Amendment terms and allow the court to undermine First Amendment rights. So this is going to be a story worth keeping our eyes on. I hope that we will hear updates about this in the future. If you guys are out there paying attention to it and you want to make sure it gets covered, feel free to call in as time goes on, because we don't always see them, right? Like,
right.
You know, there's no guarantee we're going to see the follow-up to this. But it's definitely one to keep an eye on. And we're out of time for tonight. Check out Joe over at Breaking the Flaw, his Odyssey and YouTube channel.
Thank you, Ian.
And you'll find us back here tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.